So as we get towards the end of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, so Rav Hirsch uses the opportunity in Parshas Vayelech to really give us some fundamental ideas about the Jewish people in Galus. Certainly that's the audience that Rav Hirsch was talking to, and has a lot of very important messages for us, and also stresses ideas about the entirety of Torah. But before we get to that, the first piece he talks about just what is Jewish leadership. And he points out that a few places, when Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to give over the mantle of leadership to Yoshua, so he uses these words, Chazak v'yemats. Chazak v'yemats. So if you take a look in the Chumash, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, towards the beginning of the parsha, so, Vayikra Moshe l'Yoshua, Vayomer Elav l'Einei Kol Yisrael. Moshe calls Yeshua and he says, in front of the eyes of all of Israel, Chazak ve'ematz. Very interesting words. And Rav Hirsch points out these words, Chazak ve'ematz, happen a few times in the Chumash. Yeah, I guess I should have waited for Avinu Malkeinu, right? I know Avinu Malkeinu takes a little more time. Right? And Shir HaMalos, Avinu Malkeinu, Slichas. Don't worry, we literally just started this second. We're discussing why Moshe Rabbeinu says the words to Yeshua, Chazak ve'ematz, a few places. So Rav Hirsch begins as follows. Vayikra Chazak ve'ematz. Hadrisha ha-mufnes el ha'am. Chizku ve'imtzu. Right? So if you look, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the people in Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk before, he says to the people, Chizku ve'imtzu. So for the people, he says Chizku v'imtzu Musaba al pi ahekshel lechozek ulomach b'melchama b'yoshvei aretz. There, Chizku v'imtzu means be tough in your war against the Kanani people. Keneged zeh apnia liyoshua chazak v'ematz kolelas es kol tafkido kemanig ha'am. But the words chazak v'ematz to Yeshua, it's different. This is Jewish leadership. Jewish leadership has to require chazak ve'ematz. It requires a lot of strength to be a Jewish leader. He says, that's right, exactly right, Nissen. Exactly right. You got to deal with a bunch of Jews. Kach pa'amim achados. Also, it's interesting, in Yeshua, pasuk in Yeshua, chazak ve'ematz ki ata tanchil, Rak chazak ve'ematz ma'od l'shmor l'asuk l'chol ha'Torah halot zivisicha chazak ve'ematz. Interesting. In Perak Aleph of Yeshua, you have the words chazak ve'ematz three times. V'chachamim biru b'meseches brachos. That's what we're learning in our yeshiva. We're learning meseches brachos. V'chacham explain meseches brachos. Lamed beiz amed beiz. Chazak b'torah v'amatz b'masim tovim. Chazak b'torah. What is a Jewish leader really need? Torah and Masim Tovim. Heye chazak b'hakaras tafkidecha mitoch ha-Torah. The Torah should be the blueprint for the Jewish leader. What's he leading about? What's a Jewish leader leading? A Jewish leader is leading. He's got to learn Torah. He's got to know Torah. He's got to be a leader who's a role model to the people for Torah. Chazak b'Torah v'amitz b'masim tovim. Heye chazak ba'karas tafkidecha mitoch ha-Torah. Heye amitz v'hisgabrus al kol ha-mechsholim b'kiyumam. And amitz is to be strong over all of the obstacles in being mekayim them. We use chazak ba'ikaron, amitz b'bitzuo. Not only that, be chazak in your ikaron, which is your goals, and strong amitz in carrying out those goals. Elohein adrishos harishonos hamufnos el amanhid. These are the most important directives given to a Jewish leader. Be strong in your convictions and be strong in carrying them out. So again, I think Rav Hirsch is using a little poetic license here. The Gemara says, chazak, this is al pidrush, chazak b'torah v'amitz b'masim tovim. That's what the Gemara says. Rav Hirsch also says, chazak in your ideals, amitz in carrying them out. So this is Jewish leadership. It's got to be based on Torah. A real true Jewish leader is someone who's steeped in Torah. Rav Hirsch is going to continuously stress this message about the centrality of Torah in the life of a Jew, the centrality of Torah in the life of the Jewish people, as you'll see in his beautiful, beautiful words, which we're going to say right now about Hakel. So you know, one of the main themes in Parshas Vayelech is the mitzvah of Hakel. What's the mitzvah of Hakel? The king would gather together the entirety of the Jewish people, men, women, and children, once every 8 years, after Shemitah, the first Motzei Yontif of the first day of Sukkot. Sukkot after the Shemitah year. So let's take a look at Hirsch's take. Every 7 years, the eighth year of the cycle, the year after the Shemitah, every 7 years, the same time, always Motzei Shemitah. Oh, says of Hirsch, Mitzvah zu shel kriyas haTorah lo ba lahavias amli de yidias haTorah. The goal here was not for the people to actually learn Torah at this gathering. Shari mitzvah lima Torah mutelas al kol ish b'chol yom b'chug beiso haragil. V'al kach nemar v'dibarta bam b'shiftecha b'veisechav letcha v'derech v'limadetim osam es b'neichim l'daber bam. That's it. The mitzvah to learn Torah is a mitzvah every day, not once every 7 years. That's it. The mitzvah to learn Torah so that you know Torah, and that's every single day. We say in Kriya Shema. Ella. Zuhi mitzvah hachoreges mehashigra harigila. This is a mitzvah that departs from the day in and day out usual mitzvah. Hachozeres achas l'sheva shonim, once every 7 years. No. This mitzvah, its goal is to achieve a very specific and unique goal. He noheges b'moed. That's what the Torah says. B'moed, right? Look inside. What does it say? Vayitzav Moshe. I'm in Pasuk Yud now. Pasuk Yud. Vayitzav Moshe osam lemor miketz sheva shonim b'moed shnas hashmita b'chag ha-sukos. B'moed. Bizmana kor back in the sheets. Bizmana kor lechol nefesh yehudis lehisachidim Hashem. The time which is Sukkot's time that there's a call to every Jewish soul to unite with Hashem. Bishnas hashmita during the year of Shemitah. Betchilas tkufas hachaklaus v'hamasa v'hamatan. At the beginning of the new farm system, the new agricultural cycle. And business. The business is starting up again after Shemitah. Shehufsaka yedishnas haShemitah. B'chag haSukkos. B'chag hamaachidus chugei ha'uma yedei zichron tkufas haMidbar. One of the themes of Sukkot is to remember the way we lived in the Midbar, in the Sukkot, right? B'sukkos laman yedu d'orosechen ki b'sukkos ha'shavti yisrael Yisrael in the Midbar. Kasher lo chak la'usu masa umatan. Ela chesed haploim Shall Hashem keem his kulam al nishem v'tapam. Wow. V'hogin alem ba'anane ha'kavod v'inigo samad midbar. So why was Hakel celebrated on Sukkot? Because we wanted you to remember our humble beginnings. You're about to start your new businesses. All the businesses were closed for Shemitah. It was an agrarian society. Shemitah, now we're about to start open the business again. Let's remember that time when we had no business. And we only lived by the grace of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. V'hinei gosam b'midbar. U'mitzvos hachag machinos atas l'chayei hachak la'us v'amasa amatan. And the mitzvos of Sukkot prepare the people to get started again to the business cycle. V'vo kol Yisrael v'ata, kol am Hashem, shoma l'kol kriyos Hashem u'bar l'amokim shenivna bo amigdash. The entire Jewish people come to the Beis Hamikdash. Lo la Hashem animtzel l'darshav b'chol makom, ela le'eravon shel nochas Hashem ba'am. Obviously, God is everywhere, and He's there for to get close to wherever you live. But there's something special about Jerusalem, le'edus toreso, to that place on earth that's supposed to be representative of Hashem's presence on this earth, leidus taraso, ukvar ba kol echadim olas riyaso. Everyone comes with his carbon, v'nires pnei Hashem b'makom mikdash taraso. Tikra miad b'motzei yom rishon l'riya, tikra ha'uma mitoch ha'torah zos, ayde nitzigah el yon, the upper representative, B'fnei kol ha'am she'es ha'sev sham. Kach hi tachriz tamen mechadosh. Im tchilas kol tkuvas chaklosu malacha. She'rak ha'derech el ha'torah. Hi ha'derech ha'movila el Hashem. The point of Hakel is to show the centrality of Torah in Jewish life. To make a public demonstration as we go back to work, and we're going to be going back to business, to re-underscore the importance and centrality of Torah in Jewish life. Shabrisim Hashem, hi abrisim Toraso. The only way to God is through God's Torah. To make a national public statement, the only way to get close to God is through Torah. Shahatorah hi atnai la'achdus ha'uma. Torah is the only way that the nation will become unified. Ulahaganas Hashem aleh. And it's the only way that God will protect the people, and the only way God will sustain the people. And the only way your business is going to be successful is if it's predicated on Torah. That's the goal of Hakel. Sheha'uma mufkedes al mishmeres edus ha'Torah. The nation that's commanded to watch over the Eidus HaTorah, hi areva la mitusa ulamakora eloki shel HaTorah. And again, let's think about who Rav Hirsch is talking to, right? The people in that society who go to work every day and who are part of the, you know, post-enlightenment and industrial revolution and all the things that had gone on in the years prior to Rav Hirsch's leadership in Germany. He was talking to a society very much like our society, or, you know, the beginnings, the historical beginnings of our society, about the importance of making sure as you're going out to work and as you're getting involved in the world, and as, you know, we're interfacing more with society than people had certainly in the 100 or 200, 300 years before that. So he's saying we have to remember that's the whole point of Hakel. Oh, Laman Yishmu. This massive gathering of the entire people, they would listen to the godly source of the Torah, and on the obligation to be mekayim the Torah. Ha'uma atzma areva l'kach. The people themselves are the guarantors of this. This knowledge, this was like the inspiration, the once every 7 years inspiration, so that every day people can now get re-inspired. I mean, if I'm thinking about a mashal, you know, it's like the Siyam HaShas of the Daf Yomi, right? Once every 7.5 years. It's just this big mass. It's not the learning at the Siyam HaShas. It's not the learning itself that you walk away with. It's the experience. I mean, one of our alumni over the summer made a, he was a madrich on the program that I go to over the summer. He made a Siyam on the whole Gemara Seder and Moed. All of the Gemaras in Seder Moed. Josh Kaufman, right? Izzy Kaufman's son, Josh Kaufman, regular kid in high school. As he went through high school, got more into his learning, and over the summer he made a siyum on all of the Gemaras of the whole Seder Moed. So he said at the siyum, he said that what inspired him to really get into learning was that, you know, somebody schlepped him to the Siyam HaShas. He went to the Siyam HaShas. He sat there and he said all these people. And he said that is what got him, you know, inspired. I think there's other, I don't want to embarrass some other people, you know, there's other people in the neighborhood who also, they started learning. They just went to one Siyam HaShas. You see 95,000 people celebrating the study of Torah. It's inspiring. It's inspiring. Everyone's davening together. That's exactly what Hakel was. Hakel was getting the entire people together for an inspirational psych-up about the centrality and importance of Torah in Jewish life. Everyone came together, they publicly read the Torah, made a big deal about the Torah in Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim. So now, for the next 7 years, it was like, so every 7 years, you need that inspiration, starts to wane. Maybe you need it a little more than once every 7 years, but this was, you know, right? When I was a kid growing up in NCSY, so, you know, we used to have these regional commands. That's why I do this, Yeshiva Shabbaton also. bring everybody together, 300 people singing together, 300 people davening together. It makes an impression. Look what he says. Ha'hiskadmos ha'masmedes b'limud ha'torah t'yelehem m'sima na'aleh v'yaru shnei elam mitzvah ha'akal sh'niskai makano mitzvah yilmadu sh'niskai babayis. Oh, you need both. You need the big inspiring events, but you also need the day in and day out seder. You need to open that sefer every single day also. The two together, yaviu osamli de yiras Hashem shesofa shmiras kol ha'torah. Right? He's commenting on the pasuk. You got to always see where he's going. You got to look in the Chumash. Look in the pasuk. Look in the pasuk or both sides. Hakel asar manosh pasuk yud beis. Hakel asar manosh manosh matav gerachas rav leman yishmu, so that they'll hear the hakel uleman yilmadu. The point of hakel is not just to yishmu with a big event. It's also leman yilmadu, that they're going to go back, and now every day they're going to open up the sefer every day. V'yaru is Hashem alkechem v'shamru lasis is called divrei Torah zos. In other words, it's the combination, says Rav Hirsch, the combination of the big event to be the big inspiring thing, and the hard work day in and day out about opening the sefer and really knowing exactly what you're supposed to do day in and day out. The combination of that, the big events and the day in and day out grind of opening up the sefer, of davening and shul day in and day out, the combination of the big events and the day in and day out, that will ultimately cause everybody to be appropriately connected to Torah and mitzvahs. Shari b'mamad gadol shel kibbutz kol ha'am nischad shebeliba ma'akara shekel echad hu elokei kulam. The whole goal of Hakel is kel echad hu elokei kulam. Hu mani goralam hu majach ma'aseim v'akara zu tagbir siyiras Hashem shebelibam hu sechav enosa l'megama achat. It will galvanize the entire people to one central goal. You know, the fact that the Jews today were so splintered, and we have so many different groups, and we have so many different minhagim. Even among the Orthodox, we have loads of different minhagim and kal v'chomer, that there's different branches now. The Zohar, that's conservative and reform, and so many different branches. Can you imagine? You had Hakel. So Hakel was something that just galvanized and organized and unified. There was no disagreeing. You know, you read from the Torah that was it. You know, that we're lacking this now. The Shamru Lasos is called Devei HaTorah Azot, says Rav Hirsch, right? And certainly Rav Hirsch was fighting this, right? I could hear in Rav Hirsch's words here, a subtle message to those people who had fallen off the path, you know, because he had to deal with this a lot.
This doesn't help people in
Golos. Hakel doesn't. Yeah. Right. That's why we need the Siyum HaShas, right? That's why we need the Siyum HaShas. That's
talking to people, but they're not participating.
In this, right. But on the other hand, his message is, you're right, we used to have this, but let's try to at least learn the message that was here. Let's come together. Let's at least once a week on Shabbos we come together in shul. Once Yontif, yeah, you're right. We were lacking that without Beis HaMikdash. That's one of the main things that we're lacking, Jewish unity to that level. Having the Beis HaMikdash, having Hakel was a statement of Jewish unity. You're right. That's a major issue. Bisharmu lasas is called the Torah Azos. Osa Shmir lasas is called the Torah. He mataras hasi, the goal, the highest point. Shall call a masim shator mitzav al yichasam. Al yachas hanoshim limud Torah re'ei pishle. By the way, we could have gone into. Hey, it's a beautiful discussion. That's for homework. You have to see. Rav Hirsch actually says that women are obligated in Talmud Torah, not in the lumdus of studying Torah, just for the lumdus, but certainly they're obligated to study all of the parts of Torah, to know what to do, to know. He goes at length to say that women really, he makes a very strong statement about women's obligation to Talmud Torah. Again, you can go over there and see what he says over there earlier. Ah, now what about the kids? So you had to bring the women. The women had to come to Hakel. And not only did the women have to come because they're obligated in Talmud Torah, but also the kids. Ubneyem, says Rav Hirsch, Ubneyem, Hayiladim adayin lo higia l'chlal das. Right? Hanoshim, Hanoshim, Vata. Right? Take a look at Pasuk Yigimah. You got to look in the Chumash. You got to see what he's saying. Uvneim, look in the Chumash. Uvneim, Asher lo yadu. Even the kids who don't know anything. Yishmu, v'lamdu, liyiras Hashem lakechem. Bring in the little kids who don't know anything. They're still going to listen to Hakel, and they're going to learn to fear Hashem. Kol ha'yom, Asher atachayim ala adam, Asher ovim, Asher yadin, Shem al-Dorishta. Ah. Says Rav Hirsch. Ha'yiladim adayin lo giyul, chlal das. The little kids. What do they know? Vadvarim shem shomim divrei Torah lo yaviu something they limud Torah v'kiyuma. The Torah that they're going to hear is not going to be inspiring for them to learn the Torah. Ulam, kasher yishmos divrei Torah yachad im horehem, when they listen to the king reading these words of Torah together with their parents. Vasifas ha'am agdola, with the gathering of such a large community. Hare etzem ha'mamar hazeh yadbia es rishuma al nefesh hayeled. He says, just the experience of going to Hakel with so many people listening to the Torah. So he's not going to understand a word of what they're saying. But what's he going to know? He's going to know, wow, my parents and my people made a big deal about the Torah. That he's going to know. Heim yiru es ha-hamon ha-rava makshib b'yiras kavod. They're going to see all these people being quiet. Can you imagine what it took? They didn't have microphones. Can you imagine getting the whole people quiet in the Beis HaMikdash? But apparently it happened. Apparently the whole people were able to listen to the king.
In Hakel today, Rabbi, when you stand there and you're about to say it, thousands of people all the way up the steps,
hear a pin drop. You can mamish hear a pin drop. Unbelievable. And reminiscent, it's even Jews. Even Jews, we can get them all quiet. We can even get Jews to stop talking. Can you get? It's unbelievable. How'd they get all the Jews to stop talking? How'd they get them off their cell phones? Harav Amachi was covered. V'kach yagiu l'chlal Yiras Hashem. This would cause the kids to get to Yiras Hashem. Etzlam shmiya limud v'yira einam shlosha in yarem nefrad mele yishmu v'lamdu l'yira ayidei etzim hashmihem yilmudu Yiras Hashem ulam adayim hem rechokim mishmir v'asiya. L'das ma'ashav b'chidush yagad l'chagik m'lamad alfa y'b'neim asher lo yodu. Ktadim sheigiu l'chinuch. Marshal learns it means ktadim sheigiu l'chinuch. Yiladim ha'misugal mohavet divrei Torah. Achadayim enam b'shelim. They're not fully cooked. L'schai v'kiyuma. U'mishum kach hiskir ha'kosav kan limud v'yira v'lo shmir l'asas. V'ilu ataf, in the previous pasuk, that's even the younger kids. U'mishum kach shal v'kiyuma ataf lo mabayin li'tein schar l'mevi'ein. It's a yiladim ketadim kol kach ha'schus ha'yikar z'yishalam b'bugar ma'mevi'im osam. So he quotes here other explanations that maybe the b'neihem means k'tanim sheigiu l'chinuch and taf is lo yigiu l'chinuch, because the Gemara says taf lamahim b'neihem. Why do they bring the little kids to give schar to the people who brought them? So that's what the Gemara says. But then he adds also in the Maseches Sofim, it's vehein l'kabel schar. Again, he's stressing the idea that every child, according to their own level of understanding, would have something to benefit from coming to Hakel. If you were a little bit older, so you could maybe appreciate Torah. If you were younger, you just maybe didn't appreciate Torah yet, but you appreciated the event. Just the fact that all the Jews came together, there's the chashivas, the unity of the Jewish people, the power of the Jewish people, the Yiras Hashem that was going to be on the face of this little child. At least in the future, he'll remember, oh, when I was a little kid, I used to go to this event, something big. He would have some rishim of it. So this is point number one of the shir, the majesty of the Hakel, and how having lots of Jews get together. Let's say, you know, so I'm sure, like Herbie was saying before, some of us have been privileged to actually attend the imitation Hakel ceremony that we have nowadays. But maybe you've been to the Kotel Birkas Kohanim Shavuos morning. I remember, I think I've told this story in the shir many times. When I was 12 years old, we had the privilege of living in Israel for a year. And Shavuos morning, I remember the walk to the Kotel Shavuos morning was incredibly powerful. You don't learn that much in Israel Shavuos night, because you stop. The whole Yerushalayim stops learning at 2 in the morning. That's it, you're done. Because the whole Yerushalayim, at least you used to walk to the Kotel. I remember walking, and first you walk with a group of 10 people from your base medrash, and then you meet the people on the next street, and you're walking with a group of 50, and then a group of 100, then a group of 1,000. Then you're walking with a group of 5,000, and you get closer and closer to the old city. And then you would get, I like to say all the time, my father, Mamash, thought Mashiach was coming. He had never seen, something. You walk, we're going back to 1979 this was. So we walked, and you walked straight through the Arab Shuk, and you walk you walk around the last bend, and you walk over there and see the plaza was already, was just mamish at Alos HaShachar. The plaza, the sun was just rising up over the Kotel, and you have, you know, 500,000 people over there. You know, it's just, my father mamish told Mashiach was coming. There were soldiers like standing on top of the wall, even though it was going on, the sun was coming up. It's like we had never seen a scene like that. So when you go to these places, you see all of Klal Yisrael coming together. Now, I have this list now every year for the last 20 years, you know, to be at the Kotel on Tisha B'Av singing with a group of, you know, it starts with a group of, you know, 50, 100 people, and then by the time we're finished, we start an hour before the end of Tisha B'Av, and then we have, you know, by the end, usually, you know, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 people singing together at the Kotel on Tisha B'Av. So when you see all these events, they make a impression on people. So Hakel was that event. So Joel points out, we don't have it anymore. We don't have it anymore, so we have to look at whatever events that we do have, the importance of bringing Jews of different stripes, all different Jews of different types together to over one unified goal, especially the unified goal of Torah, of Chashivas HaTorah. This is very, very important. Now, there's one other major theme in the parasha. Major theme in the parasha. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu passing over the mantle of leadership to Yeshua and basically telling Yeshua, it ain't going to be easy. It ain't going to be easy. Right. You take a look inside the Chumash Lamed Aleph Tezayin. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hincha Shochev Avosecha. Well, first, cross Yeshua. Pasuk Yidal. Call Yeshua and stand in the Olamoid, and I'll command him. So Moshe and Yeshua stand together. Vayomer Hashem Olamoid, and Yeshua is there also. What does God say to Moshe? That after you go, the people are gonna Vizana Achrei Elohei Nechar Aretz. They're going to leave. I'm going to leave them. And the people are going to say, oh, God is not in my midst. That's why all these problems came. They're not going to say, we went to other gods. They're going to say, oh, God abandoned us. Why? Why did I leave them? I left them because they left me. Etc. Okay, let's take a look. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that throughout Jewish history there are going to be times where God is going to leave the Jewish people. You must be the Ama Achirim. Be a Lem L'shol. Ovdeinu amdini shel Yisrael hu totza'at tiv'it shel chulshas ha'am sheneza v'nimza l'ushus atzman ki umov aslachoso ha'historis shel Yisrael heim meleches koach haploim shel Hashem. The survival and the hatzlacha of the Jewish people throughout Jewish history is only through one means, and that is the miraculous power of God who watched over them. We are the only people that have survived the last thousands and thousands of years. We're the only people that are still around in the same way that we were thousands of years ago. And that has only happened, said Rav Hirsch, through the miraculous power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who willed it so. V'omer b'yom ahu, al ki ein elokai b'kirbi, hishvaleh lo sarzem ki ha'shalakam b'kirbecha. Einu omer halo al asher azavti elokai. The people are not going to say that God left us because we left him. That we did bad. The people are going to depend the terrible thing that happened, right? Remember, by Yaakov was afraid to let Yosef go. He was afraid that an accident, a terrible tragedy. Ason means a tragedy would happen. Who toles asano b'shinu darkei Hashem, v'lo b'shinu darkei atzmo. The people are going to say, "Oh, God left us." They're not going to say it's because we left God. Lamros chatosav odenu savushu zakei likul Hashem elokav, v'Hashem shivtiach lo hagana v'siyua keneged agoyim shuvenenu mekayim esavtachas enenu gimo kelokav il malakein lo hayutzar sel pokaspo. The nation thinks that it has the right to blame God. The nation forgets to blame itself. Why did God leave us? He forgets. Why? The nation forgets the reason why God left us. And the only reason why God ever leaves us. Ki fana elohim achirim. Hu azavas Hashem, mishum kach azvu Hashem. He left God, so therefore God left him. Hashem hu elokei Yisrael ra kolod Yisrael hu am Hashem. Calls man that the Jewish people are the people of God. Ucha'am Hashem uchayv l'shtabed rak l'Hashem levado. And the nation of God has to obligate itself to only serve God alone. B'chol avayasa ritzono de'asiyas ritzono. Also, Yachas Miuchat Shel Hashem Ilov Dorish Yoser Me'asher B'chol Chug Enoshi Alei Adamos As His Masruso HaMiuchedes HaGmura El Hashem B'tziyos B'tziyos paying attention to Uvene Amonos HaTluna Kula Hutaos. The whole complaint is a mistake. Hashem Hu B'kirbo. God is in our midst. Ula Olam Lo Yivatel Siyachsim Yuchad Yisrael. He will never leave his special connection to those people. Ulam davkum deshem bekirbo, precisely because God is in our midst. Lo yivutar lo al chait. He will not look the other way on sin. Ela yishlach lo tsaros ka'onesh al chata'av. He has to send problems as punishment for the sins. Uvchata'am ela yarad yisrael rak min harama nidreshes mimenu apiyachsa miyuchad al Hashem. Ach lo yarad min harama Hamusar shel shara amim, rak eschem yadati mikol mishvachos haadam al kain ipakid lachem eskal avonoseichem. Pasuk in Amos. Because I know you, that's why I treat you more. I'm more. I treat you with a higher standard than I treat all the other nations of the world. Va'ata, hayazer ritzonu shel Hashem to the tamid shuvim v'manas yisrael tlunaso. God wanted there to be always an answer to the Jewish people for their complaints. The Chasher Timtzain also rose, Rabos Vitzaros, Uhu Yachish Bechesun An Hagam Yuchedes Amigin Al Hashem Ufiv Yavias Tveriat Luna Halol Ki Einel Kai Bekibi Al Techsat Shuvas Hashem Shetachzur So Lesiba Amidus Shelaso. No, you have to know the real answer. Uleshem Kach. Therefore, Kisvu Lachem As Hashira Azos. Write the song of Hazinu. Any time throughout Jewish history that you throw this complaint to God, why did you leave me? It's not just there, it's also in the mitzvah to write the whole Torah. Like the Ron explains, Vishira Levada, Mais, what's the Eidus? Hashirak Mavidu De'atada Klalis, but the Torah itself is the Eidus. Ah, so Rav Hirshir is stressing the idea that throughout Jewish history, and let's remember who he's talking to again, throughout Jewish history, if we're in Galus and we got thrown out because of our own actions, because of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, because of Sinas Chinam, because of all the things that we were thrown out. But the Jewish nation doesn't have an easy time telling itself why it got thrown out. We say, Al Ki Ein Elokai Bekirbi. We say, God abandoned us. We don't say that because we left. So he says, Hazinu talks about the fact that the only time God turns his face from us is when we don't uphold our end of the deal as a nation. That's the only time he turns his face away from us. But even when he turns his face away from us, according to Rav Hirsch, he's still in our midst, as you're going to see in a moment. V'achal v'savav v'doshen. The people eat, and they're satiated, and they get fat. Right? Look at Pasuk Chaf. Ki avienu l'adam ha'shem shpat l'avuz l'zavas chlav v'davash. I'm going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, land flowing with milk and honey. What are they going to do? V'achal, they're going to eat. V'savah, they're going to get fat. V'dashen. Ufana Elohim Acherim. They're going to leave me. Says Rav Hirsch. V'achal v'savah v'dashen. V'gala gamas ha'garmish. V'yudah ha'begidah. L'amros ha'torah v'ashira. You see how Rav Hirsch winds, Rav Hirsch's tremendous skill is he weaves the whole parasha together in one long drasha. Unbelievable. And again, I know I'm going quickly. I really want to get to the final two ideas. I'm trying to give you the general idea. You can do the rest for homework more in depth. Says Rav Hirsch, what's the reason why we left God? The reason we left God is these three words. V'achal, v'sava, v'dashen. We got happy in the land of Israel. We got fat, we got wealthy, we got rich, and we said we don't need God anymore. Hamishtar haruchani v'hamusari sh'atar makadesh bogamis ha'gufiyaniot ha'chushanit shel adam einena l'tama shel ha'chushaniot ha'olah k'porachem yirov shefa areva alea me'alilios ha'torah ha'resen shel puchan el'iliyah ma'aliyach ha'chushaniot ulumatan ital erko shel osher ha'chayim ha'nimtzim b'brisim Hashem v'kach yifrus bris Hashem. The Torah, the reason we had all this great bounty was not to focus on the physical and cause us to throw away our spiritual goals. Also, v'achal v'shaveh v'dashen ufana mitar es evan ha-negev shehichshol pamim rabos es ne'amonis Yisrael v'ayidei kach es oshro sharei zehu atafkid amutal al Yisrael olav lios ne'man l'ashem ul taraso b'simcha uv'tuv levav Mirov Kol, Ula Milia Tafkin as Odeno Gamayom, Chazon Law said, Chazon Ze Asib Lis Gashim, Kashim Besholom, Gula Seno Achrona. As Yishkon Osha Balena Belila Sakin is Nemon saying, he says so beautifully over here. He says, in the time of Mashiach, we're all going to be wealthy and we're going to be able to be rich and happy and not leave the Torah. Mishum Kachanu Motzim Lael, Lamed, Beparsa Gula. Sheyasha because she was saying the Torah, Hari Chose Maskas Achula Torah, she described me the Shlema Od Yoser. He said, he's basically stressing over here the idea. And again, I go back to what to who Rav Hirsch is talking to, and he says it even more clearly in the next paragraph, which you're gonna have to see on your own. And he Rav Hirsch stresses two or three final ideas. Let me just stress the ideas that he says. He stresses, number one, that one of the things, and you look in the Chumash, and you read it carefully, what the Chumash says over here, read it carefully, the Chumash says that what caused the Jewish people to leave was the wealth and getting back and turning their backs on the Torah Hashem because of the money. The money caused us to focus more on vacations and on fancy stuff, and that became the ikkar, and the Torah became like the backseat, the secondary backseat. And you listen to Rav Hirsch talking to the people in Germany in front of him, you can hear the echoes of these words. And he says, material wealth should not be a conflict with Torah. It doesn't have to be a conflict with Torah. Adarabha, we should celebrate with our great wealth, celebrate Torah, and use the great wealth, and that's what it's going to be in the time of the future Geula. The fact that we are living in the most prosperous time for Jews ever in history, or is telling these people, he says, it shouldn't be a conflict. But we have to be very careful to make sure that those ideals don't take us astray from what should be the only sole focused goal of all Jews, and that is to keep the Torah, to study the Torah, to uphold the Torah. That's the whole goal. And that's Bisman Mashiach. You read in the Pacific that Bisman Mashiach, the ultimate goal, we're gonna learn how to put these two things together, that our material wealth shouldn't have to be a conflict and a conscience. And if you look at the Pacific of the Parsha this week, that's exactly what the people say. And v'achal v'sava v'dashen, that we left, it shouldn't be legal. So, very appropriate message, of course, for the Shabbos of Shabbos, Shuva, how, and he talks here about, you have to read it inside, how Shuva can cause a person to know how to make harmony between these two ideals, between the material wealth and the bounty and appreciation that we have to have, and it shouldn't lead us astray, it shouldn't lead us to leave. So hopefully, we can take these themes and the other themes that he says. Just look at the last thing he talks about the pasuk. Ani sheina v'li bi'er. Lo si shachach mi pizaro. The Torah is never going to be forgotten. And even when it seems like God is sleeping, his heart is still alive. May we all have that awakening connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not lose sight of the fact that this is supposed to be the primary goal, and thereby may we all use these 10 days of tshuva to reconnect to Hashem and reconnect to His Torah and reconnect to Hakel and reconnect to the primacy of Torah. And in that merit, may each of us and our children and families be inscribed in the book of life. And we should be zocha that this year, finally, we see that geula which will allow the real Hakel to come back and the real connection of all the Jewish people with Torah. May that day come in behalf of Yameinu, Amen, V'Amen. Does anybody want to say Kaddish? I don't know if we have a minion. We don't have to say Kaddish. Is everybody around next Friday? Joel's not here. Anybody else here next Friday? You want to have a shiur next Friday? We'll have a shiur next Friday. We will have a shiur next Friday. Have a great Shabbos. Thanks a lot for coming. Come on, good kibbutz to you. Good kibbutz.